Hello.
Hi, Brian. Good afternoon. Hello, Brian?
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Alex. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Did I catch you at a bad time?
Sort of. Go ahead, though.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I can definitely call back. I was just calling about your property in Roberts Avenue, in Lynchburg. You reached out to us last December, about your interest in selling the property, and I just kind of wanted to check up and, wanted to possibly continue the conversation.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, Forrest McGee's really my boss, wanted to actually talk to you about the property, and I was just hoping that we can set up a call between you and him, if you're still interested in selling the property.
I think I've got too much. I got to do some work on before I sell it.
Oh, okay. Are you trying to renovate it?
Not until it gets warmer.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely fine, but you're still planning to fix it all that before selling it. Are you planning to list it on the market or, just selling it as is?
Or just selling if
Just
I
selling.
can. I'd not do the work if you want to buy it as is.
That's totally fine as well. That's really what we want to do, or that's how we usually work. We buy properties as is. If there's like anything that's inside the property, you don't have to worry in cleaning it up and all that. I mean, since you're on the phone already, would you mind me to? I just have the pictures online, just the outside, but. I mean, I can just call you back. I just kind of wanted to get a general condition of the house, if we wanted to draft an offer.
It needs a new roof. It's the
Okay.
biggest thing that'll be done. There's four people living in it right now, so it's livable, I'll have to do the roof. Somebody will have to do a roof. This year sometime.
Is it four people are living in it. So is it being rented or
Yes.
okay. How much are they being rented for?
$1,000.
1,000. Okay. And then are they aware that you maybe have plans in selling the property? Because we buy properties with tenants, that might be in place.
No, I haven't told them.
Are they on a month-to-month or,
Yes.
Okay. Are they good tenants if we want to keep them or?
Would you want to keep them or would I want to keep them?
I mean, if you're interested in selling the property, I just kind of wanted to know because we, like what I've said, we buy properties with tenants that might be in place. So, buying the property with tenants is also an option, only if you prefer to do that. But,
I'm going to tell you, I lied to you.
Oh, okay.
I don't get $1,000 a month from It's less than that, and they sometimes have trouble paying it because of his work. He eventually pays, but doesn't always pay. Always pays. Just doesn't pay on time. And if he wanted the money right on the first of the month, he doesn't pay it. It takes like 2 or 3 weeks before he pays it all.
Oh
But he
no.
does, but eventually he does pay. I probably, if I charge him, a fee for being late, he would probably work it out so he paid on time. I'm not sure. I never ask him. Instead of having somebody that pays, he does pay every month, but it's not right on time. But it's been that way for about 2 years. He's been there quite a while, though.
Is that something that's all right with you? Or, I mean, it looks like it's something that has been ongoing on. And, I mean, he pays monthly, so I think that's all right.
I don't mind. It doesn't bother me because I can afford it right the way he does it. Like I'm, it's like I get paid every 2 to 3 weeks, the money he pays me, and I get by.
Okay.
And allow him some to get by too. So. But I need to talk to him before I really sell it, because
okay.
He would really be disappointed in.
I understand. And that's totally fine. You know, we're not in a rush. I just really wanted to stay in front of you, touch base, you know, keep in touch. So, I mean, it sounds to me like you're not ready to move forward in selling at the moment.
I could be if I just told him, say, this property is going to be for sale and you're either going to rent it or probably charge more. You can get more rent for it. I could double the rent and have no problem. So it's a great place to rent. It's just that the house does need some work on it. So he's a good renter, and if I told him I was going to sell it, and someone else is going to buy it, they'll probably charge you more rent, or you can pay me more rent. I'm not out for a lot of money.
Okay. I mean, what?
Call me back in about, I'd say a month.
A month? Okay. I can definitely do that. Or, you know, if you're still interested in hearing an offer, I could go ahead and run some numbers, maybe let you know. If you're interested in selling, I mean, what we could do, though, is we can extend the timeline to like 60 days or like 3 months for us to close. But at least you'd know how much we'd offer for the property and all that.
You have numbers now?
I don't, because I kind of wanted to get the condition of the property, like what are the updates that I needed to do, you know, before buying the property and all that. But you said that the only thing will be the roof, right?
One other thing. There's some other things that need to be done, but the roof is the main thing. If you want to give me a lowball offer, I'll fix it up myself and then sell it. But I know what it's listed for. On certain sites, I see how much they say it might be worth. But you have to take into consideration what it costs to do the roof. So, yeah, come back in about a month, would you please?
Okay, I can do that. I'll definitely keep you in my radar. Let's say March. Oh, actually, 2 weeks from now is March already. So let's say third week of March. But that's something that would, you know, you think would work for you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. I got to go.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, Brian. Thank you for your
thank
time.
you for calling. Yeah.
Yeah, talk
thank
to
you for
you.
calling.
Absolutely.